Everyone, you're listening to Confess Radio, brought to you by Confess Global Community Film Festival. Today we have a really special guest, a wonderful young musician. His name is Omri. Omri is a 12-year-old performer of hip-hop, reggae, R&B, and dance music. He even writes his own material. So let's listen to Omri. Hi, Omri.
Hi.
When did you discover you had this musical talent?
I discovered it from I was a child, but mostly my dad was the one who seen it inside of me. And then he really helped me to get opportunities. Like when I was 5 years old, I went to Culture Fest and I performed and I got that vibe and the feeling of being on stage and interacting with the audience. And I just loved it. And after that, I was just trying to get every opportunity I can find.
What was your second performance?
My second performance was at Rastafest, which is a festival that I think was at Donju Park. And I was 6 years old, and I performed a few songs with my dad because me and my dad were a father and son duo for a long time. And then last year, we decided that we're going to focus on my solo career. So, yeah.
And out of the hip-hop, reggae, R&B, which do you prefer?
I think I prefer the hip-hop and reggae, like mixed, because I like to give it a reggae vibe with still the hip-hop flow and the rapper type thing. But I think it's very good to keep it versatile, like dancehall, like any basically all the genres I do, except for a few, which is, you know, yeah.
Okay. Now you have some other musical talents. And what are they?
I enjoy playing the piano as a hobby, the drum set, and my musical talents are dancing, singing, acting, anything to do with the business I can do.
So you're a very versatile young man. Do you ever perform at school?
Sometimes I perform at school when there's the opportunity. And I always get a nice feeling because I'm performing for my friends and I always get the nice feedback from them.
Do you ever get nervous on stage?
I try not to, but usually before I go on stage, I'm really nervous. Really, really, really nervous, scared, looking at everybody like, oh man, what are they going to say, what are they going to think? And then it seems as soon as I step on the stage and I get into the vibe, my mental state, I just feel like the crowd is mine, I control them, I can tell them what to do, I have them in my hands, and I just love the feeling that I'm in control. So I think I get nervous, and then as soon as I hit the stage, it's just a different feeling that I get.
It just disappears.
Yeah.
Where did you get this confidence?
I think it's just the feeling of the crowd and the way that they make me feel. So if I see they're not that hyped, I would try to like do stuff to get them hyped and tell them to stand up, like dance if you want, you know. Just try to uplift the crowd if they're low.
Ah, you kind of tap into that feeling that they have. You're able to do that.
Yeah.
That's very ingenious. So, Omri, tell me about the other places you've performed.
I performed at Cameron House, Jamaica Day, Hoop Dome, 6 Degrees, The Block Party, Malvern Community Center, Lambadina Lounge.
So Omri, let's talk about one or two of your upcoming shows.
Two of my upcoming shows are Dundas Square, Voices of the Nation, and Hartman Community Center.
And what do you plan to perform?
One of the songs I'm going to be performing is my debut single, Omri Is My Name. And a second would be My Life Has Changed. And if I have the opportunity, I'll probably slip in an a cappella.
Okay. Now, these songs, are they, what genre are they?
The first one is a hip-hop, the second one is a reggae, and the third one is poetry.
Okay. We're going to listen to a bit of Omri's music, and we'll be right back.
Yo, my name is Omri, even though we just met. I'm one of those faces that's hard to forget. If in your radio and TV set, whenever I smile, it's the next photo set. To some people, I might just be a kid, but not many people could do what I did. Put so much smiles on people's faces, plus my performances are always aces. Omri is my name. I can't get to entertain. One day I'm gonna gain some friends. All I have to do is use my brain. Omri is my name. I can't get to entertain. One day I'm gonna gain some friends. All I have to do is use my brain.
My name is Omri, and I'm 5'6". But by the time I'm 16, I'll be cold and rich, cause I'm developing like get that God bless me with. Before I exit, let me tell you this. All I make, it's just a group of hits. Tricks up for kids, so I don't need tricks. Usually vegetables and fruit in my dish. Pick up to my friends and make fast and friends. And all the other people in my district. As a matter of fact, I send out love, love to the general public.
Please understand, who's my favorite subject? I know my fans gonna love this. Haters can't touch this, even if they clutch this. It's in the bucket, counted as a straight switch. I'm sorry for stepping on your case. But I got to admit that shot got me
twisted. Omri is my name. I came here to entertain. One day I'm gonna get some fame. All I have to do is use my brain. Omri is my name. I came here to entertain. One day I'm gonna get some fame. All I have to do is use my brain.
Oh please, what's up with these whack MCs who got no talent but they got keys for properties? And I'm here struggling to put out my CDs. And maybe put a Greek or a Grammy on my knee. But they don't even have as much talent as a flea. Put down the mic and move back to this league.
I'm all here to outlast the outcast. The legacy I'm creating will be unsurpassed. I'll play along the way that I have amassed. Can I put in a glass or a flask? This music business is under attack. But I came to bring it back. Started with this track. All my fans that sing it for me if you like that.
Omri is my name. I came here to entertain. One day I'm gonna gain some fame. All I have to do is use my brain. Omri is my name. I came here to entertain. One day I'm gonna gain some fame. All I have to do is use my brain. Omri is my name. I came here to entertain.
Right.
One day I'm gonna gain some fame.
Yeah.
All I have to do is use my brain. Omri is my name.
Right.
I came here to entertain.
One
day I'm gonna gain some fame.
Yeah.
All I have to do is use my brain.
Well, we hope you enjoyed Omri's performance. Now, Omri also volunteers as a fundraiser. Omri, tell me a bit about your volunteer position.
My volunteer position is an on-camera host, camera operator, a performer, and anything else the team may need.
Very good. Omri, you're also a writer. Is that right?
Yeah, I write my own music, and I like to get inspired. So if someone is treating me in a way I don't feel that is right, then I'll just put it into a song and give it a flow. And after all of that, I let my dad pure edit it and see if there's any errors or spelling mistakes. And then after that, I just feel in the mood, and then I just record it.
Yeah. So you write about things that affect you, things that are personal to you.
Yeah, I write about some personal things, and I also write about events that are happening, like, in the world. For example, Trayvon Martin, what happened to him. I recently wrote a song about that. And, yeah, so just stuff that is relevant.
Omri, where can fans find your music right now?
I have a channel on YouTube called Mr. Omri Brown, so they can just type in Omri Brown on YouTube, and you'll see my videos. And I have a new release named My Life Has Changed. It's supposed to drop on the July of 2013.
One of your YouTube songs has gained over 50,000 views in just 1 month. Which one was that?
It was my debut single, Omri Is My Name.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but and now it's 64,000.
64,000?
Yeah.
And how long has that been?
Probably a month and a half.
That's really, really good. Amazing. You also are an actor. Tell me a bit about your acting experiences.
My acting experience was very good. I got to be on Rookie Blue, which is on Global, and I got to be on The Yard, which is on HBO. So it was very amazing. It was my first time on a professional set. I did a play called The Raising Seed. I just found it very professional, the way that they deal with us, and I just loved it because I felt very special as I am.
And what role did you perform in that?
In Rookie Blue, I was a child named Corey. I was a witness of what happened, and I was a helper of the church.
And what's the other role you played?
In The Yard, which was an African child named Yusuf, and the Caucasian people were not letting us use the court, and then we had to fight for our rights, and eventually we won the game, which means that we were allowed to use the soccer.
So between music and acting, which do you prefer?
I think acting is more of a side, and music is like my real passion.
And your goal for music is what?
I want to be someone who would be on the radio and who would be famous, but not too famous. So, like, I just want to gain a little bit of fame, you know, just let everybody hear my music. I also want to, like, let people hear my message, and I just want to be a good artist and a clean artist.
So, Omri, how can people reach you?
Through my Twitter, which is @BrownOmri, my YouTube, Mr. Omri Brown, my Facebook, Omri Brown. And for bookings, they can contact my dad at curlinbrown@yahoo.com.
And how do you spell Curlin Brown?
K-E-R-L-E-N-D Brown.
B-R-O-W-N?
Yeah.
.com.
@yahoo.com.
So it's curlinbrown@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Besides music and all this heavy work, what do you like to do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I like to play basketball, play the drums, play the piano, and I just like to have fun with my friends and my parents.
So you're an all-around kid at 12 years old who's got a great ambition to be a musician to help to heal the world.
Yes.
Great. You've been listening to 12-year-old, an amazing musician for his age, Omri Brown. We're going to end with his album, My Life Has Changed. But don't forget, ConfFest this year is from September 12th to the 15th at the Rainbow Cinema in the St. Lawrence Market neighborhood. And who knows, you may get a chance to listen to and meet Omri Brown.
Yeah, Omri in the place. You know, my life has really changed. been on the radio, the TV, and the papers. But now, all my friends betray me, no? Oh no, but money will never change me. Yeah.
Yeah, my life has changed since I came in this game. He's fresh and he's something that they don't got. His mindless tools are filled with gap. They can't be compared to snakes and rats. So that's why I set my traps. Food and cash make wolf get catch. Say them a tap on top of them a idiot. Corruption in a them mind. Envy in a them heart. Homos in a them talk. Bacteria in a them talk. I see them passing a blasting remark. Say them want to malign in chalk. Go live to see Emmanuel fall apart from start. My life has changed.
Changed
the game in this game. Now I'm gaining bang.
Bang.
And I see people moving straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be my friend.
Used to.
Now they only pretend.
That's right.
But I need a defense.
Huh.
For money to save.
No. Life is funny but interesting. Can I call the most hours I'm investing? The music. When we get a one spin off producer, I tell you we didn't find foreign to be. But totality is a total blessing. Music wants to see what I'm blessing. As you can tell, I'm coming at the gym. Can't look to our best more than what you put in.